problems with filtering include a number. First of all, the filtering products are not blocking based on instructional resource, instructional objectives. Companies hide what they're blocking based as a trade secret. They do not allow that, so there's no public accountability in what they're blocking. Secondly, these systems do not effectively block against the really bad stuff, but they create false security, and we have failed to educate teachers and students what they need to do to avoid getting to this kind of material and what to do if they happen to get there. We've got bias-based blocking. A lot of times these organizations block based on a conservative bias, and they also sometimes block perfectly appropriate materials in the sites for that include absolutely inappropriate materials. But the bottom line is that this is a sieve. The young people, the only people who filters are blocking in most schools are the adults. The teenagers are able to get around these filters to where they want to go. So what we've got to do is shift from, again, we still have to have the filters in because of SEPA, but they do not need to be a heavy hand filtering. We've got to shift to more appropriate monitoring of these kids. But we absolutely have to have the override capabilities well disseminated throughout the district, absolutely for safe school purposes, but also for instructional purposes.
Thanks, Neil.